This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to get into the action once again. Every week at this time, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at the Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com, which has Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, goes through the top 10 talk topics of the week, the tangible top 10 top topics of the week, the terrestrial top. See, I could do this, Michael.
Oh, you are whacked out on that. That's the tangible terrestrial top talk.
There we go. Yes, the tantalizing terrestrial.
That word terrestrial, that's a fun word.
Let's go.
I'll pull you out of the hole that you're digging for your tongue.
Thank you.
And we will go through these. It's been a pretty interesting week on talk radio. We have, of course, at number 10, the normal conversation about sports that infiltrates all conversation, the National Football League action, the Major League Baseball playoff chase. At number 9, we have the new Benghazi investigation, which is not to be confused with the old Benghazi investigation. And at number 8, we have Obama's amnesty plans. The Ebola virus pandemic threat is at number 7. At number 6, we have Scotland's secession referendum, and they said no. At number 5, we have the midterm elections. At number 4, we have Hillary Clinton's presidential prospects tied with the 2016 GOP hopefuls. At number 3, we have new domestic terror threats, and we have an Australian plot that was foiled. At number 2, we have the U.S.-led coalition against ISIS conversation. And believe it or not, number one is fascinating. The National Football League and domestic violence, number 1 on News Talk Radio this week. The big people on the radio in terms of conversation, the subjects of these topics, David Cameron's at 10, number 9 is Nancy Pelosi, number 8 is John Boehner, number 7 is Rand Paul, Hillary's at 6, John Kerry's at 5, Ray Rice is at 4, Adrian Peterson 3, for those who don't follow football, those are two big football players in the news in domestic violence child abuse issues. Roger Goodell is number 2. He's the commissioner of the NFL, for those uninitiated. And number 1 is a guy who runs a different company called the United States, Barack Obama.
A different company. Wouldn't it be nice if presidents were required to have business experience before? He had no experience doing anything except basically he was a community organizer.
Let me say one thing.
Yes.
And this is a really, really important point. So let's underline it. Most professional politicians don't know anything about how to run a business, mm-hmm. how to raise capital by earning it as opposed to begging for it and promising, favors.
Yep.
The least qualified people to run complex systems are people that go into politics. Now, that's not every one of them. Calvin Coolidge was a good businessman. But I'll tell you, most of them are lawyers that never practiced law. And guys that know how to raise money by begging and promising.
All right, so you want a postscript on that? This is a great conversation that you're leading us into. And I'm going to give you an anecdotal experience that I had in a conversation a couple of weeks ago, which I brought to the surface a little bit on my weekday Good Day program because we were talking about this very thing. And because it's election season, people are electioneering, they're asking for money. People that are hosting news talk radio programs that focus on politics have asked the question, wait a minute, how come these guys, they went home for 5.5 weeks in the summer, came back for a month, now they're off again until after the election, and then they'll come back and they'll serve for a couple of weeks, they go home for Thanksgiving, they won't come back until after the first of the year, and the average is making $184,000 a year. People don't think that this is identification with constituents at all. Now, having said that, that's only on the surface. If you dig down deeply, I don't know that I will mention names, although I could and I wouldn't feel badly about it. I don't think that it's germane to the conversation in general about what happens when these people go out about and make begs, if you will, plead for money to get reelected. They go out campaigning. They have fundraisers. They're asking for your donations. A couple of years ago, a congressman who was actually a pretty good guy and somebody that I knew fairly well, represented a district that I spent a lot of time in, died. He was in his Washington condo. He was 69, I think. He was walking up the stairs and he slipped. He fell back down the steps, hit his head, cracked. He conked out, unconscious, and had a big gash in the back of his head. And he didn't wake up and he bled out and he died.
Oh my!
So, and now his wife and three children. He came from a well-to-do family, and they raised a lot of money on their own, and he had plenty of dough because of his family's business. And so he left his wife plenty of money. And he and the sister, they've been fighting back and forth. I mean, it's really messy. But the bottom line, the reason I brought it up, is because he had a couple of $1 million in his campaign. Now, this guy never really faced any significant opposition at all. But because he was chairman of the House Banking Committee,
right,
he had at least $2.4 million in his campaign fund for reelection. Do you know that the law stipulates that the wives and family of the people who are married to or in the immediate family of the congressman can take that money? No holds. There's no restriction, no restraint.
Isn't that something?
They just take the money and use it for whatever they want.
That's why this is such an addictive intoxicant to these people.
Yeah.
They once they get the understanding of how that game is played,
how it works.
Right. You see, guys like you and me, we understand it peripherally because we talk about it. The average citizen doesn't have a clue.
No.
But these guys, this is the world they live in. They live in that world as much as you and I know how to do a radio show, as much as you and I know how to produce this kind of product.
It's a fine
art. They know how to produce that kind of product.
Yeah.
And what it is it's a total scam.
Yeah, it is a scam. And these sorts of things go on. You hear the stories over and over and over and over and over again, and people don't wake up to it. When these people have their town meetings, they're going to go around and ask, beg, cajole, glad hand you, tell you how important you are. I want to hear this story. And they have no intention whatsoever of listening to you. You can't find them. You can't talk to them. You can't even get a member of their staff. And we've let them get to this point by having a 17, 18, 19%. I know when we had the primary in Massachusetts a couple of weeks ago, hopefully you voted in it, the turnout was, I think, 90, it was less than 20%. My town was 17%, but across the state it was like less than 20%. When, in fact, the primaries are much more important, and I haven't heard a good radio host who understood political science and civics and American history talk about this. That happened to have been my background. I'm very passionate about it because I think that people don't even begin to realize that the most important election is the primary, where you actually do decide on the issues, you do decide on who the final candidates are going to be, and yet people don't think, they think if they show up once every 4 years and vote for the president, they've done their job. Baloney!
Yeah. Now, you make very good points, and again, you know, putting a bow on this conversation, I'd love to see talk radio move back into a populist, nonpartisan, anti all politicians, hold their feet to the fire, to use that term.
Yeah.
You know, talk about politics, support different things, of course, but don't have blind ideological membership in any one choir. Represent the average person out there. Boy, talk radio would just start popping and come alive and really play a role that it really began to in the early 90s of empowering the people as opposed to empowering the creeple.
Well, we had guys like we know in our neck of the woods, Jerry Williams and Gene Burns, who were at the height of that. They really did get what you're talking about. But there are guys, Ron Owens sort of is like that, still in KGO land out in San Francisco. There are a few around still. I mean, there aren't that many good talk hosts around to begin with. And then,
well, that's a function of the industry going through a terrible, terrible contraction
right.
due to funds and other issues.
Well,
there's a lot of issues. And, and you know something, the behind-the-scenes story about talk radio is as interesting as what's being talked about on the air because it really is a microcosm of American industry and problems we have in the corporate world.
And that's why you're here to discuss those things. We'll continue with Michael Harrison, overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, a very important part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week at this time.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid pre-finished hardwood for an incredible $299 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com here, going through the issues, the people, and we always are talking about our hosts. I want to go to something that Rush Limbaugh was involved in this week. He's always got some controversy going. That's how he becomes top of mind or stays top of mind with the media. Conan O'Brien joked on his program on Thursday night about Limbaugh getting into hot water because he said something which Conan didn't have right. Most people haven't had right. I mean, I don't have to sit here and apologize for Limbaugh, and neither do you. That's not what we're about. Well, when something's
wrong, let's hear what happened, and let's get it right, because I'm interested in hearing what you have to say.
All right, well, what I want to do, we have to pause now.
Well, that's a good tease.
Now, yeah, exactly. We'll tease the Limbaugh, I don't know if the quote, I wish we had the audio of it, and I don't think I do actually have the audio, but I have the essence of what he said, and so what we'll do is we'll pick it apart. He has been, as you know, criticized, and with good reason, for saying things like the Sandra Fluke deal, which cost a lot of the radio stations, programs, hosts, a lot of money because of how it affected the advertisers and the protests that came from people that went to advertisers. That's been tried by the Democratic National Committee this past week, and it's failing, and I'll tell you why along with Michael in a few minutes here on The Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, continuing on with the thoughts of lots of major minds and a few minor minds who involved themselves in the news talk radio world, Michael Harrison, one of those major minds, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers TV. The Limbaugh message, often confused, often quoted, because he is the, I guess the major domo in the world of news talk radio, establishing himself 25 years ago, doing well. Sometimes it appears he sticks his foot in his mouth. I will tell you, as I said a few minutes ago, I don't believe I have to or you have to, or anybody's got to be an apologist for him, other than maybe if he wants to apologize, he can do it himself. But this week, Limbaugh was conversing about an important distinguishing characteristic of having sexual relationships, adults with adults. And some folks who work with the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, according to at least the Limbaugh staff, intentionally lied about his remarks in what they say is, quote, a disturbing and cynical attempt to fundraise based on the problem of sexual abuse. Obviously, we're all talking about sexual abuse, as you said. It's the number one issue this week on The Countdown. So the Democratic Commission, Congressional Campaign Committee, Michael, emails about Rush Limbaugh, and they took 10 words out of his comments and implied the opposite of what was actually being said. And this happens a lot. Mrs. Clinton would say something and the conservative right-wing groups, nonprofits would raise a lot of money. Mrs. Clinton's going to do this, that. It's perfect. It's like red meat thrown into the zoo. So I just wondered from your point of view, I'm going to have you all listen to the comments. This is an actual audio transcript of Limbaugh's remarks. And so you can listen to what he says and then see if you think the Democratic National Committee, and we're not political here, I'm not telling you the Republicans are good and Democrats are bad, none of that stuff. That isn't what this program is all about. But it is about listening to words, because that's what we're wordsmiths here, and understanding what people say. And it takes a lot to think things through sometimes, Michael, to think them through and to know what's going to come out of the other. I know oftentimes I'll start something, I don't know where I'm going with it. But Limbaugh is pretty good about thinking from the beginning to the end. So I think this will take about 30 seconds or so, 35 seconds. These are the actual comments that Limbaugh made.
How many of you guys, in your own experience with women, have learned that no means yes if you know how to spot it? Let me tell you something. In this modern world, that is simply, that's not tolerated. That would not be, people aren't even going to try to understand that one. I mean, it used to be that was a cliche. Used to be part of the advice young boys were given. See, that's what we got to change. We have got to reprogram the way we raise men. So now, notice, why do you think permission every step of the way, clearly spelling out why? Why do you, is all these not lawsuits just waiting to happen?
All right, we get to the end. He says if even one of these steps isn't taken. All right, so Michael, I know you're familiar with this, and you have your own thoughts. You've worked them through. So in a moment when we come back again, we'll talk about the world, according to Rush Limbaugh, and what the Democratic Committee said, in essence. They took no means yes if you know how to spot it, and they ran with it. And it just isn't right. It's not right for this stuff to be used and abused the way it is. Limbaugh can certainly be criticized legitimately. This is illegitimate, and I would like us to talk about it, if you don't mind, in a few moments here as the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $43.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, is here. We started a conversation about Rush Limbaugh's remarks this week. The Democratic Campaign Committee has taken the remarks, interpreted them as they want to, and sent these comments out to their constituents, Michael, asking for donations to combat this kind of thinking. So I wonder how you want to take this apart and examine it. I just am very curious.
One of the things that I have said many times on this program is that the biggest problem we face in terms of public discussion today about politics or anything else is that we seek victory as opposed to truth. So anybody who has political opponents, such as a Rush Limbaugh or anybody who runs for office, is subject to having what they say taken out of context, because the opposition will try to make you look bad, even knowing that you didn't say what they are saying you said. And the purpose, of course, as you point out, is to raise money. So we're talking about the most scurrilous, destructive, nasty, dirty, evil, lying tactics when you seek victory as opposed to seeking truth in the name of the public welfare. That being said, what Limbaugh was pointing out was a very, very fine nuance between taking no for an answer when a woman says no, she means no, which is something that men should recognize. That if a woman says, no, stop, I don't want to do this, that you better back off or you are a criminal, versus the old coy courting where you play hard to get. And that is a whole different aspect of the romantic dance that goes back to the beginning of time and will continue for all time. It's a practice not just in romance and in courting. It's a practice in business. You go to the table, you say, we're not interested. And yet you are. It's an opening salvo. It's the volley begins. So what Limbaugh was referring to was if a woman is saying no, it sometimes means yes on that level, which is something that is in songs, it's in poetry, it's in literature, it's part of romantic culture. And they took it out of context to make it look like Limbaugh saying, if a woman says no, you could still rape her because she wants to be. He never said that. And
didn't even come close to saying that. He didn't even come close to saying that. If anything,
of course he didn't come close to saying it. Which means now that we're in such a sensitive, walking on eggshells period of human conversation because of the fact that there are people out there looking to take everything out of context in our short-term attention society. And you run the risk of not being able to talk about anything because someone's going to take it out of context, amplify it over and over and over in social media and on the Internet to people who don't know who you are, where you're coming from, or what the original purpose of the context was, and going, ooh, how horrible, what a terrible man this is, and they don't even know who he is. They don't even know what he stands for, but they hear it out of context in a different environment. Very, very. We've seen this over and over again. It happened to Don Imus with the with his problem when he got into
the
trouble.
The nappy-headed, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it was a nasty remark, but he didn't do it in the spirit of racism. He did it in the spirit of an old guy trying to talk like a hipster.
Right.
He made a very feeble attempt at being culturally relevant
and proving that he wasn't very good at it,
which is a whole other issue.
Just as entertaining,
and laughed at him, but he was painted as some kind of a pariah, a social cancer, and So you remember, you're talking to a guy here who's all for free speech, free expression, the marketplace of ideas, and the idea that talk radio is kind of rugged. It has to be. That's its purpose.
Yeah.
And if we become so afraid to talk because someone will take us out of context, we're going to lose the ability to work anything out and deal with anything other than black or white issues, preaching to the choir, seeking victory over truth, and really falling apart as a society. We're going to become a nation of ignoramuses.
Isn't that part of the context in which people criticize the world of news talk radio? You said earlier in this program, wouldn't it be great if we could go back to the days, the 80s and the 90s, when there were no political hosts per se. They were against, I mean, that's when I was cutting my teeth, and you were too, and we had people that we listened to who thought all politicians were bad. Didn't make a difference what side of the street they came from, and they are. And that's what
the day that politicians took over talk radio was the day that it lost its direction.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with talking politics, but we can't have politics controlling talk radio. Mm-hmm. And worse yet, we cannot use politics as a means of getting listeners, even if it means distorting the politics. In other words, politics is too dangerous a subject for us to take it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be used in a distorted way to get ratings and sensationalism, because it translates into how people vote.
Right.
It translates into how we run the country. And if we're running the country based upon some type of fantasy of people's evil plots for self-gain, and somehow that infiltrates out into the marketplace of ideas where people say, well, I heard it on the radio, and this guy is telling me the truth, and the guy is giving you baloney, we're in trouble.
Well, that's because they hear over and over again the cleverness of Roger Ailes, who says that Fox News is fair and balanced when we all know it isn't, but you repeat that stuff over and over again enough, and people start to believe it. Or when Limbaugh or other people on the air of either stripe say, this is the truth. Well, what does that mean? Is that my truth is different than your truth, and it's different than the facts. And so these things get all twisted and turned around. I am going to read for you now what the communications director of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee wrote. Quote, the world, according to Limbaugh, women who use the birth control pill are sluts. No means yes if you know how to spot it, and anyone who dares question him is reprehensible. That's no context where no means yes. That's why thousands of Americans are responding to our petition demanding that his sponsors be pulling their advertising. This is what's dangerous about this, in my opinion. And frankly, when he made the comment about fluke and the slut thing and the reaction of the media buyers at many advertising agencies just saying they don't want to be on Limbaugh's program. They won't let you advertise on stations that carry Limbaugh or the other conservative national hosts. And then the guys like me who happen to be, I'm on about 180 stations that are political like this with my Good Day program. And they didn't want to advertise. They don't want me, even though I'm not political at all. I just happen to be on the same station Limbaugh is. Nope. All the advertising goes. So it costs me hundreds of thousands of dollars in advertising revenue and the business tens of millions of dollars in advertising revenue. And it's all, I mean, it's America, freedom of speech, all that good stuff. You can use it. But people make decisions, Michael, in a vacuum, it would seem to me. And this is a perfect, or they take things out of context. The Democratic National, they knew what they were doing. They have egg on their face. If Limbaugh had egg on his face after Fluke, which he ought to have, in this case, he doesn't deserve this at all. The people who should be getting it in the neck are these boobs at the Democratic Campaign Committee who have taken this completely out of context. They knew what they were doing.
Well, they did know what they're doing, and that's because, as we said before, they're seeking victory over truth. It doesn't matter about truth. It's victory. They're so into their own, and they, meaning both sides.
Yeah.
This is not something that the Democrats do or the Republicans do. It's something they both do. It's something, it's not even just that. It's something people do. It's becoming part of the coarsening of our society.
Yeah.
Is make your opponent look bad, even if you know your opponent isn't bad, because you want to win as opposed to find some type of truth.
Mm.
And that's what it comes down to. It has to do with the spirit of goodwill versus bad will. Selfishness versus, you know, altruism.
Yep. The world of sports talk radio has brought us around to this discussion because the NFL and domestic violence is the number one issue, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. We'll get to that in just a moment here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Join the Good Day gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
free.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve this... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop this... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Continuing now as we finish off our overview of the top topics in the world of talk radio, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, with our focus on the NFL, the number one issue this week. You love football. You are a very, very, very strong supporter of the Patriots. Understand the game. This has become a sideshow where it's 1, then it's 2, then it's 3, then it's 4. The only good news that came out of the world of football this week was the fellow who plays, I forget who, the brother that had a kidney that was failing, and so he decided to quit playing football and give his kidney to his brother. Other than that, this has been a week that, or a month, or maybe a season, that makes the NFL look really bad, Michael.
Well, it certainly makes the some of the players in the NFL look bad, and the way they run the NFL look bad. And the NFL is a major corporation that runs almost like a nation unto itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at the NFL as a corporation, as an entertainment company, man, do they wield a lot of power.
Yeah, they do.
It's almost scary how big they are. Huge and run very tightly and full of all kinds of self-protecting measures. That being said, football is way too violent. It attracts a violent element in terms of the kind of guys that go into it.
Yep.
And the question is, can it be as good a game with less evil, nasty violence? Sure it can. And that's what's happening within that sport. In terms of these issues it's bringing up, well, they go beyond just football. The NFL is not the only place where there are wife beaters and child abusers. And I'm glad we're talking about that, because this is all part of the discussion we should be having as human beings, trying to refine our consciousness and our awareness of what it is to be, you know, virtuous and good as we go forward, unless we think we're the crown of creation and that the state of humanity as it exists today is as good as it could ever get. I think we got to keep talking about these things and making changes as we go forward.
What a wonderful phrase, the crown of creation. I have never heard that before, but I'm going to use it. And I'll
Make that up. It's been around, but
really?
It's a good one.
I've not heard that, yeah. So in terms of, again, I told you the good story. It's funny as an aside. And because sports talk radio is becoming so influential, the hosts are becoming more well-known, there are more stations carrying it, that sort of thing. I heard a story this week about a running back for the Eagles named LeSean McCoy. You're probably familiar with him and maybe this,
sure,
this story as well. He tipped somebody 20 cents at a restaurant. He and a couple of his friends went. It was $60. The service was lousy. He said, so he gave a $20 tip. So that was on the slip that was charged to MasterCard. So now the slip has been put up on eBay after the story broke. The waitress put the slip up on eBay. Do you know the story?
Well, I see where it's going.
Yeah. So it's now the bidding on eBay for this slip is over $100,000. Somebody wants this guy's, they figure he's going to be a big name, and they want his autograph. So somebody's willing to pay over $100,000, which is going to go back to the people that work in the restaurant. But can you imagine there's something like that that has gained the kind of momentum and conversationally the strides that is, I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal.
I guess it also shows how shallow we are in terms of priorities and values when there are people starving in the world,
yeah,
and people,
right,
are struggling to make a living and keep their jobs, that this kind of empty crap could be considered to have value.
I said on the air on my program,
valuable.
Can you imagine the good that that money could do Man, it's not bad. It's going to the restaurant workers, I suppose, but under the circumstances, just think about...
I think there are people that need it more than the restaurant workers.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Since when are restaurant workers a endangered species? What about people that are starving to death?
Yep. Yeah.
What about people that can't afford to eat in the restaurant and are not lucky enough to have jobs in the restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, the poor restaurant workers.
All right, we have 60 seconds left. I know you're going to love this one. Final comment of the week goes to Gloria Allred, whom we all know and love, who said in an interview that she thinks NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has to go.
I wonder who's... Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's like it's wonderful because Gloria is wonderful. Friend, she's done talk radio. She's been a lot of our conventions.
We know her, and thus we have our own personal little smirk.
We do.
She happens to also be a very nice lady.
I love her. Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah.
Very good. But it's just fun to hear her say that. Very predictable. Michael Harrison, not predictable. He's the publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com here on your weekly talk radio countdown show.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to invite in our legal expert, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, B.A., J.D., B.S., A.B.C.D.
R.S.B.T.
You got your G.D. and B.S. Isn't that true?
God,
most lawyers must... here's a perfect... I'm going to tell you a quick little story. You've done some stuff for me in the past, and I've had a number of good experiences with people that I call my friends who are also lawyers. I made a deal with somebody to work out a problem, and she agreed to it, and I worked on agreeing, and finally they got me sort of in a position where I can live with it. I don't like it, but I can live with it. So we ironed out all the details, A, B, C, D. She and I agreed. We have emails back and forth. So now I said to my lawyer, go to this other guy, the lawyer for these people, and work out the paperwork so that we can get this done. So what comes back from the lawyer? Not a shred of similarity between what we agreed and what, I'm talking about the two parties, and what he puts in to the document. So I said to my lawyer, and this guy has been my friend and lawyer for 43 years, pretty much the same as you. I think we've known each other for 30-some-odd years anyway.
Yeah.
So I said to him, this is so typical of these boobs who just want, okay, well, I misunderstood it. All it is billable hours. So you've got to construct it this way, that way. Hey, all we want is a document that solidifies or codifies what we agreed to. We don't want your agreement. We want our agreement. But it's just, you know, so typical. Anyway, go ahead.
You know, there's an interesting thing because I tend to agree with you on this. And here's my perspective on it, because there are times where the lawyer may take a position that there may be some aspect of it that the client has missed. And so I'm going to suggest it. But the lawyer's role is to advise you, and then you tell them what to do. And right. The lawyer's idea is to empower you. As long as you've taken the advice and this is what you want, that's what we should be doing.
Did you go to BC Law School?
I did.
Yeah. So these guys that work with me, you probably know them. I don't know if I've ever introduced you to, but they went to BC as well. The whole firm did. So there must be a different way of learning at BC versus how you learn everybody else at law school. Because that's
it's
what they say.
It's a damn good law school.
Yeah, that is a good law school. All right. Let's get to comments on the items this week. The top 10 talk topics always have two or three, sometimes four items that beg or scream for legal comment. So Steve Wiseman is here to do that. I start with number 9 on the countdown, the new, so-called new and improved Benghazi investigation. Where do they go with this? There's no legal connection. This thing is over, other than whatever political hay they can make from it, right? There's no legal standing to any more of these investigations, is there?
Yeah, no, you hit it on the head. You know, this thing, any legal action that would have been taken a long time ago. There is absolutely nothing new here. This is something that's going to be heading into election. And so you have committees doing these investigations, making reports, maybe even making recommendations that will then be ignored. But it's all political grandstanding from all sides on this.
All right. Number 8 issue this week on the countdown has to do with the continuing focus on illegal immigration. A lot of people talking about the numbers dropping. Is that because we have taken more of these people to court? We've deported them. We've scared them through the media. Or the numbers were inflated to begin with.
Yeah, I'm not sure I trust the numbers at any point in this. You know, interestingly enough, with the president having so much on his plate, where immigration was a primary concern previously, he's just not pushing it. And also at a time where politically he feels it's better to put it off until there's a Congress that is less concerned about the politics of it and more getting it done. So I don't trust the figures.
We'll go back to page 2 of Hope and Change, and we'll get back after that. Okay, here's one that a lot of people have just dismissed because they didn't understand it or it wasn't on the radar. Scotland, and legally, what would have happened had they seceded from the UK?
Boy, that was fascinating. I was, listening to that in my car as the returns were coming in. I mean, it not only was a very, very significant thing in particularly in the world of finance for the UK, and then, you know, triggering for the whole European Union, but it does bring about the issue of countries reorganizing, separating. The one thing I would say that was just a real incredible positive for this was how peacefully this was done.
Yeah.
But this would have had tremendous ripple effects on the European Union, on the United Kingdom financially, all over.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, expert on the law here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.